Very quick audio boo to say thanks to people who've been nice and online recently. They know who they are. Really appreciate it. And I'll be in touch again. I'm just minimising time at the minute online. I've just posted the blog that started it, or the comment I made on a blog that started. Well, which led to iPadio speaking libelous of me and claiming I was employed by Mark Rock. I've put it on the post on Audio Boo. I'm going to repeat the URL beneath this if you want to check it out. I'd like you to if you've got an opinion about me that suggests I'm some sort of attention-seeking victim. That's really not the case. If you knew me over the past however many years, you'd have to take that back. I promise you. There's my post, and my point is this: that I'd expressed a fairly civilized opinion after two comments in a blog. I felt that it was a very reasonable opinion, and it was an opinion, and I'm a member of the public. It was the following comments that the exchanges and various direct messages and blocking anyone from my patio from Twitter, and then finding there was another director that added me, and I followed to see if he had a different story to tell, and seems he was just I don't know, I have no idea what their strategy is, but all I do know is that I found it very unpleasant to be bother communicating with them, which is ironic as a company that specialises in communications. But I'm over that to an extent. I'm furious with them, and I shall be watching them from the sidelines. But frankly, I'm pretty fucked again. I've really relapsed with my anxiety and my depression. And so I won't be doing much for a while, probably. I don't blame them for that. It's my mental illness. It's me that enters this space and tries to interact. But I guess the answer is that the social world, the social media world, is just as scary as outside. I've just recovered from agoraphobia. The internet was a bit of a retreat for me. It does seem that even more so, you know. I feel like, I mean, Haiky Lee, I've been following for a long time. I love his content on the web. I think he's a sound guy, from what I can tell from the audio booze. Just generally, he seems a sound guy. And so I see it as a conversation. It was his blog. There was two posts from Dr. Mark Smith, and I saw my comments as a conversation, round a pub table. He's posting his thoughts. I'm sitting there with him. This fella comes over to the table, having heard his thoughts, and gives his hard sell, and then goes away. And I sit there and I give my thoughts, and he jumps back in again, and he starts slagging me off. And so I defend myself. So he starts libelling me, and I just find I don't. You can portray me as a victim if you like, but I think your view of social interaction online is fucked if that's the case. I personally want less hard sell online, less mine's bigger than yours, and much more isn't this technology exciting? And frankly, crackly phone call recording isn't exciting, so that was my point. The revolution wasn't about iPadio, it was about the quality we're getting from other products. I did say Audio Boo, but TweetMic is pretty good quality as well. I think there's Chirbit will be coming soon for the iPhone, and that'll be the same. That'll be a record and upload idea. So, but the common thing about the three products that make me excited is they're the opposite of what iPadio does. And so for them to sort of like continually feel that just because they've got a massive team and 2 years of R&D and building a product without any revolution starting, it's not right that they feel like they can take this high ground. They're only just developing their iPhone app. They haven't got quality audio yet. It wasn't about them. It was my opinion. So, yeah, don't express it.